This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Drope. The polio vaccine campaign begins in Gaza a day before an expected pause in fighting. VOA's Christina Menenti has more.
Gaza's health ministry says it has begun a three-day campaign to inoculate children in Gaza against polio and prevent the spread of the virus. It starts a day before the large-scale vaccine rollout and planned pause in fighting agreed to by Israel and the United Nations World Health Organization. Health workers aim to administer vaccines to some 640,000 Palestinian children. The campaign comes after the first polio case in 25 years in Gaza was discovered this month in a 10-month-old. Meanwhile, Palestinians in both the Hamas-governed enclave and the occupied West Bank are reeling from Israel's ongoing military offensives. Christina Menenti, VOA News.
The United States military and Iraq launched a joint raid targeting suspected Islamic State group militants in the country's western desert that killed at least 15 people and saw seven American troops hurt. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks has the story.
The U.S. military's Central Command alleged that militants were armed with numerous weapons, grenades, and explosive suicide belts during the attack. An Iraqi military statement said among the dead were key ISIS leaders without identifying them. It added all hideouts, weapons, and logistical support were destroyed, explosive belts were safely detonated, and important documents and devices were seized. The U.S. forces have been fighting the Islamic State for years after dislodging the militants from their self-declared caliphate across Iraq and Syria. The casualties from this raid were higher than in previous ones, but officials added that there was no indication any of them were civilians. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And for additional stories, 24 hours a day, visit